Good morning, everybody. It's your brother, Van Silk, not in my house on Spotify for podcasters. How y'all doing today? Man, it's been a crazy week in the sport world. It's been really crazy. So let's just get into it real quick. Let's talk about it. A lot's been going on in the sport world. ESPN had a massive layoff. When I said massive layoff, I mean a massive layoff. You know, they let go Keyshawn Johnson and Max Kellerman and their TV show. I think Jay Williams still have a job at ESPN. Jeff Van Gundy is gone. That was a big one. You know, they let go Vince Carter. I mean, so many notable names. Jalen Rose gone. And this is something that I see that was going to happen. And I start to see why a lot of guys were doing their shows independently. If you go and look at Stephen A. Smith, even though he has the number one show on ESPN with First Take, he's been doing a lot of talking on his Instagram, like he's setting up a whole nother platform on his Instagram. I'd look at this as a just-in-case. He's building his own followers, just like Pat McAfee just did at ESPN. That's, guess why they took that. He got that big contract because of his following. But I go and look at other shows with Shannon Sharp, her Club Shay Shay. He's gone from Fox Sports. I think he's going to independently do his show. But you got other shows like Gilbert Arenas, Matt Barnes, and I think Steven Jackson have a show up in smoke. It seemed like Chad Ochocinco Johnson looked like he's about ready to come with a show independently. And I don't find anything wrong with these guys doing their own show independently because the streaming world is a big market. You don't have to be on a national network in order to make money. Why not create your own program? You got YouTube, you got Rumble, you got Patreon, you got Twitch. You got Facebook, you got Instagram, and you can make money on all these networks and platforms with your show if you have a great following. And that's the way where the world is coming to today. Because about the most solid show when it comes to basketball, basically, is TNT, with Ernie Johnson, Shaq, Charles Barkley, and Kenny Smith. Now, Skip Bayless seems like he having a hard time getting a replacement for Shannon Sharp. That goes to show you how important Shannon Sharp was to the show. Originally, they were going to do a round table, meaning they were going to have different guests come in during the week. But it seemed like they're taking a two-month hiatus, and they're not coming back until August. And it seemed like, I don't know if Skip Bayless was being funny, talking about he want Charles Barkley to come join him. But Charles Barkley just signed a contract with ESPN. I mean, with TNT. What would be the reason for Charles Barkley to want to get up in the morning to come deal with you when he could sit down with Shaq, Ernie, and Kenny at the TNT studios? I'm quite sure they got their own room. They could lay down during the games, watch the games and all that stuff, and come on at night and make their commentary and have fun and joke around. Which leads to why Jahlil Hill and Michael Irvin and all these other people who have a name, go create your own show. It don't take a lot of money. I mean, what are you scared to invest in yourself? Create your own show. Do what everybody else is trying to do. Because once you build a following in the base, they're going to have to come to you because you have access of content. You have a regular base of followers, which the firing at ESPN left an open door for a lot of people to create their own platform and shows. And it's going to be rough with ESPN. Disney got a whole lot going on and massive layoffs. But this is why I'm bringing this subject up, because rapper Cameron and rapper Mace have created their own show called It Is What It Is. And it seems like they're doing pretty good with their show. They got about 240 subscribers on YouTube. They got a nice studio set up. I think one of their highest shows with 903,000 views. It might be a million views. That was the one that they had with Stephen A. Smith. I think Brandon Marshall's been on their show. Plus, they had a Spanish version of their show. And this is a great setup. The only reason why I can see Mason not getting picked up in camera and not getting picked up is because of the N-word used a whole lot on the show. It's a whole lot of the N-word of nigga being used. And I don't think the networks and Disney and the want this and the advertisers is going to spend the money on that. But if they clean they show up, they clean the language up, they definitely can make a void in getting a slot on FanDuel. I don't know. They'll get a slot. It could be Barstool. Who knows? All I know is that it is what it is, but Cameron and Mace is the show that you need to look out for, because a lot of people know who Cameron is. Basketball players, athletes, entertainers know who Cameron, they know who Mace is. And they're at the right peak of reaching a certain age demographics that will listen to them. And plus, Cameron is funny. You know, he has a great comeback for a lot of things, and when they discussing topics, you know, it's just the way his character, you know, even from the movie Paid in Full, how he pulled that off. It's just his character is what's making him win. And I remember when Cameron started doing his podcast, standing outside Harlem Hospital in the streets, you know, he's talking about Ben Gordon. And, you know, next thing you know, they built the studio. They got the studio looking real good with his pink colors and the purple. And the girl, I don't know her name as the host. I was trying to find it. But they seem like they have a good working situation going on there. So all I'm going to say is, like, listen, man, y'all check out It Is What It Is with Cameron and Mace. It's on YouTube. And, like, listen, I feel everybody should go out there and get a piece of the pie in the platforming of streaming, because streaming is taking over everything. That's the name of the game in 2023. This is your brother Van Silk, Not In My House on Spotify for podcasters. Y'all have a great day. And like Marlo Stansfield say, it's only one way. That's the way I go. One way. Peace, and I'm out.